How big was the clearing? Now, this would have been in the 60s then, wouldn't it?
Yes.
So what would have been there besides the pavilion?
Well, there was a large clearing that became parking lot and grassy areas. As a centennial project, city council decided, as part of a number of areas of Burnaby that they improved, was to develop that space for the use of citizens.
That was in 58, that was the provincial
Yeah,
centennial. And then
yes.
in 67, that would have been the Canadian
Sorry,
centennial.
you're right. I think we're coming up in a couple of years to the 150th year of the Confederation of Canada. Yes, council wanted to have a number of projects to commemorate the Canada BC joining Confederation was the no, I think it was 67 was our centennial year as British Columbia joining Canada. So not 58. 58 would have been Confederation. I guess I'm not sure.
We'll have to check. One thing that I found on the internet was a letter you had sent to the Rhododendron Society, the Burnaby Rhododendron Society, and the letter was about a rhododendron garden that had been planted in 67 for that centennial, and that it was not being kept up. Could you tell me a bit about the rhododendron garden?
Don't get me going on that one.
No, really, it certainly has a long history. Because I believe in that centennial year, didn't the rhododendron become Burnaby's flower? Is it now? I thought.
No, it's the official flower of Burnaby.
Yes, okay.
No, in that centennial year, which would have been 67,
Yes.
as part of that project, the Parks and Recreation Commission of the day, which whose members were a lot of important community leaders of the history of Burnaby, decided to plant a rhododendron garden there. And so,
This would be in the pavilion clearing area.
yes, as you drive up, before you get to the restaurant, it's on the right-hand side, and it's matured over the years to become what I think would be maybe the most magnificent rhododendron garden in the province. But for some reason that I don't know, I assume economic, the city closed off a portion of the land in front of the rhododendron garden. I assume the decision was made in the dark days of winter because nobody would do that if they had ever spent time in that area. I used to go by there, and often on a weekend in June, you would see wedding parties up there getting their picture taken with the rhododendron garden.
And what years would that have been in?
I think every year until the last 10 years or so. And the area now is totally obscured by blackberries and things, and you can barely see the rhododendrons even when they're in bloom. And it's a great travesty of the history of Burnaby Mountain that that's been allowed to happen.
So there's no access at all to see the
Well,
rodents?
you can you if you walk up Trans-Canada Trail, you can walk by the Rhododendron Garden, but to see it in its magnificence, it's best to see it from Centennial Way, and you can't see it from Centennial Way anymore.
Okay.
I think for a few dollars saved in lawn cutting, they've done a great disservice to the area.
Well, this is the first time that the rhododendron garden has been mentioned in these interviews, so that's important that we now have that on record. There it is. In general, how do you feel about the way the Parks Department has been managing the conservation area?
Well, I think a conservation area doesn't require a lot of management. I think the city does a good job of maintaining the trail.
Mm-hmm.
And they do an excellent job of maintaining the grassy areas and things. I mean, there's always crews up there working on that. I know a guy you should interview. He would be interesting too. He was sort of the groundskeeper up there, and he had his own little place underneath Horizons Restaurant. And do you want to stop?
No, that's fine. I'm just turning it up just a little bit. What was his name?
It'll come to me. Dwayne. Dwayne was his first. He was a great guy. I loved Dwayne.
And he worked for Parks?
Yes.
And he lived up at the...
No. He had his office, if you like, was underneath Horizons Restaurant. And he maintained a lot of his tools. Kept his tools there and things like that. And a few years back, he retired, and they didn't put one person up there. They put crews up there, and so they go up there and maintain it that way. But there was one guy up there. I'm going to find out his name.
He sounds like he was a bit of a character.
Yeah, he was very much a character.
Do you have a story?
I think maybe they put him up there because he was a little bit too forthright with his opinions about how things should be done. I think they stuck him up on Burnaby Mountain to get him away from. I don't know. That's probably unkind.
How have the trails changed since you moved up there in 71? Because at that time, most of the land would have been under the stewardship of Simon Fraser University.
The trails haven't changed all that much as far as I know. The students at the time, there was a fellow named Mel, again, I've forgotten his last name, but he developed some trails up there, and one of the trails is named after him. But the trail system has been the same for a very long time.
Yes. You've probably seen changes in the kinds of people that use it.
Not really.
Well,
not
I'm
really.
Thinking of the mountain bikers. When did they
start? Oh, yeah. No, I don't see much of the mountain bikers, but yeah, that's... Yeah, there are bikers and then there are mountain bikers, and I see more bikers than mountain bikers. The mountain bikers are more on the south side. It's always been using the Trans-Canada Trail and the Hastings Street Trail before that. It's always been families and fitness people and dog walkers and that kind of citizen, and that hasn't changed much.